FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Pentagon and White House planning to retaliate for the killing of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East. ABC's Martha Raddatz reports a strike inside Iran is less likely than a strike in other regional countries where militants are operating.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. Overnight, the House and Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to advance articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he has mishandled the border. Democrats say the charges are baseless. The head of major social media platforms, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Snap's Evan Spiegel, will be testifying before senators who want the CEOs to support a bill that would require harmful material be blocked from children's accounts. Sherry Preston, ABC News. The judge in the New York civil fraud trial of former President Donald Trump says he hopes to issue a decision on damages and how much the Trumps will have to pay by today. The hunt is still on for the vandals who chopped down a statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson in Wichita. And as we hear from ABC's Jim Ryan, the statue's been found.
At least parts of it. Firefighters were answering a report of a burning garbage bin.
Shortly after extinguishing the fire, fire department saw what appeared to be pieces of the Jackie Robinson statue.
Sadly, says the Wichita Police Department's Andrew Ford,
is not salvageable.
As the search continues for the thieves, funds are being raised to replace the statue of the civil rights and sports icon. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Families of millions of college students across the country will have to wait several more weeks to find out how much federal aid they will get. The delay blamed on the rollout of new paperwork. And a Delaware judge ruling a $56 billion pay package to Tesla head Elon Musk is unfair to shareholders. Some of those shareholders sued over the pay 5 years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a set of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week. They were based on maps Evers himself submitted, but tweaked to keep Republican incumbents from being drawn out of their districts. Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court. Accurate voting information has been under assault over the last several elections. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says she's optimistic about the future.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
A bill in the legislature would require candidates to disclose when AI is used in campaign materials. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Thomas Henry Janis, age 16, formerly of Butternut, passed away in the comfort of his home, surrounded by his family after bravely battling an aggressive cancer. Tommy is survived by his parents, Waldemar and Anna Janis of Chippewa Falls, by his brother Joseph Janis, by his paternal grandmother, Victoria Janis, and by numerous uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, and friends. Visitation will take place Tuesday, January 30th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitation prior to the Mass on Wednesday. The Memorial Mass will take place at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st at the Notre Dame Catholic Church located in Chippewa Falls, with the Very Reverend Jesse Burrish officiating. The Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Chippewa Falls are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Henry Janis, age 16. Donald Schultz, 95, Phillips, died on Monday. January 15th at River's Edge Rehabilitation Facility at Park Manor in Park Falls. He is survived by his children, Paul Schultz, Patty Marlinga, Mike Schultz, Donna Hayden, and Linda Schultz-Jarina. Survived also by his sister, Ruth Studley, and by his brother, Bill Schultz. Survived also by his grandchildren, and further survived by his great-grandchildren. Burial will be held at Lakeside Cemetery in Phillips. The Heinel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Schultz, 95 Phillips.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable, but that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Reese Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Reese into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Butternut Girls hosted Mercer in what was expected to be a very tough battle, and the Tigers came to play, and the Midgets had to work for every single thing that they got. Butternut led 25-16 at the half and pushed out to a biggest lead of 17 in the second half before settling for a 47-38 victory. Butternut wins over the Mercer girls. Jersey Polinchek, she led all scorers with 20 points, 9 assists. Kendra Pritzel with 12 points and 14 rebounds. Caitlin Bebo with 9 points and 9 rebounds. Ellie Shenneman, she led Mercer with 13. Butternut now goes to 10-3 in the conference. They are 14-4 overall, and they will host conference-leading South Shore coming up on Thursday. Other girls' action had the Winter girls topping Cornell 75-59. The Prentice girls beating Northland Lutheran 71-51. On the boys' side, you heard it here. We'll have an archive for you later this morning. The Prentice boys at home topping Shawamigan 71-61 last night. The Ladysmith boys, they beat Ashland 75-56. Drummond over Mellon 68-55. The Mercer boys beating Butternut 64-45. The Winter boys 94 and Cornell 38. The Phillips boys get a win down in Athens last night 65-52. And the Rib Lake boys top Abbotsford 72-53, while Wausau West top Medford 56-45. Hockey action, Spooner, they beat Team Seal last night 8-1, and Lakeland was a 5-1 winner last night over Rhinelander. Gymnastics last night, Lakeland and Rhinelander with a gymnastics meet. It was Vicky Wiesa finishing in third in the vaulting competition for Lakeland. In the bars competition, leading the way for the Lakeland squad was Brittany Schlecht. She finished in second place in the bars. In the beam competition, it was Lakeland's Vicky Wiesa finishing in second place. And the floor results had Lakeland's Brittany Schlecht finishing in second place. And in the all-around for Lakeland, it was Brittany again finishing in second place as Rhinelander won the team gymnastics event 104-79.05 last night. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
If you've been on television more than 5 times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If you've ever been too drunk to fish, you might be a redneck. If someone asks to see your ID and you show them your belt buckle, you might be a redneck. If you've ever had to haul a can of paint to the top of a water tower to defend your sister's honor, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. If every day somebody comes to your door mistakenly thinking you're having a yard sale, you might be a redneck. If you've ever financed a tattoo, 3 more payments and this long gun is mine, you might be a redneck. If you've ever made change in the offering plate, guilty. You got him. If you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck. I think we offended somebody out here. That ain't funny, is it, sis? And last but not least, if you see a sign that says, say no to crack, and it reminds you to pull your jeans out.
I always turn them on first thing in the morning.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
starts my day off right.
He's a very strange young man.
98Q Country.
Country, how you doing here? It's a final day of January, and it doesn't feel like we've had winter yet, right? A cold snap felt like winter, but you look outside, and I'm ready to fire up my lawnmower here. 30 degrees, we're on our way to 46 today. Don't be surprised if we add a couple more to that, because it is expected to, they're not calling it sunshine, but the forecast says mild today with clouds giving way to brightening sky. I don't know, what's the difference between sunshine and a brightening sky? So I guess the cloud cover will thin at the very least. And sunshine is going to be a part of our forecast again, most likely for tomorrow and possibly even into Friday. Two times of clouds and sun. It's not going to be one of those blue clear sky days. But today, the warmest day of our stretch. 46 again is our forecasted high. We'll throw some snowballs here this morning. We'll talk a little bit about Bader Sports Center. We'll talk a little bit about a fundraiser going on down in Phillips with John Carlson. We've got some good stuff ahead for you on Reality Radio. A couple different times we'll throw snowballs and try to give away some gift certificates from our participating sponsors. Complete Rain Gutter Services. They have had their mind in the gutter for years, for over 30 years, in fact. Visit complete raingutter.com. Check it out. You can get a quote right online there at completeraingutter.com. I saw here where a major storm forecasted for California today. Much of California is supposed to get a lot of rain today with up to 4 inches possible in San Francisco, a couple of inches possible in the San Diego area. Mountain areas could see more than a foot of snow in the California. And what else did I see here? Anchorage. Up in Alaska, they're getting snow and they're getting cold. A relative of mine lives in Alaska and posted a chart the other day of minus 30, 40, 50 degree temps in parts of Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska has already got about 100 inches of snow. So they're stealing all our snow up there. The precipitation that we were supposed to get, that we typically get, you know, in December, it all went south. You know, all that, you saw the storm systems, if you watched the Weather Channel, they all just kept going south. Southern Wisconsin got some earlier in the winter, but it just never made it up to our part of the woods up here. And it doesn't look like it's going to anytime soon. Bucks basketball back on the airwaves for you tonight. They've got Portland. They're at Portland. I posed this question to Bucks fans, and I said this to Mike Clemens. It was on air or off air last week. What if it doesn't work out with Doc Rivers? I mean, you know what? The Bucks have turned over a lot of coaches in the Giannis era already. So what if, you know, what if Doc just isn't the guy? You just keep rotating guys in until you find the right, I don't know. One thing is for sure, Drew Holiday was a better defensive player than Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard is fun to watch, but I'm not sure this team is good enough defensively to win a title this year. You got to be able to play a little bit of defense. Unless you're, you know, the old Golden State Warriors, you just launch threes the whole game and just beat people like 150 to 140. But I don't think that's the Bucks. So they got to get a little better defensively. Tough way for Doc Rivers to start. He steps in and gets a four-game road trip right away. At Portland tonight, not an easy game. And then they'll be back in action with a back-to-back over the weekend, traveling to take on Dallas, and then traveling to take on Utah. So not an easy way for Doc Rivers to start out. So don't get too excited over this four-game road trip if they only win one or two. I think once they regroup, get back home, everything points to them being all right. Doc Rivers says he coached the Bucks because he was bored. He was retired from coaching, and he wanted to come back. He said he was bored. So I don't know if that's a good motivation for a coach. Just like, you want to coach? Sure, I got nothing better to do. Mowed the lawn three times today. So he's coming back. We all hope it ends well for the Bucks. But the whole Budenholzer thing and the whole Adrian Griffin thing still just kind of leave us all just kind of grabbing our glasses and scratching the back of our ears like, what's going on here? Mike Clemens will join us again on Friday, as he does each Friday. Mike Clemens is our guy out and about, covering teams like the Badgers. Oh boy, they're doing well lately. And Marquette's got to regroup now. They're healthy, and they're got Badgers and Marquette both in the top, what, 15 or 10? 15? And both doing well. The Badgers will be back in action again coming up on Thursday when they will travel to take on Nebraska. Nebraska Thursday. And for you hockey fans, it's the Minnesota-Wisconsin hockey rivalry this weekend here in Wisconsin. They'll be playing on Friday. And do they play again? Yeah, I thought they usually played a couple of games. But I know they're playing Friday. So that's some of the sports stuff that's going on. Let's get you updated on what's happening around the world, around our state, as we get twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Pentagon and White House planning to retaliate for the killing of those three U.S. service members in Jordan.
President Biden blames Iran for arming the radical militants who carried out the deadly attack. He told reporters yesterday he's already decided how the U.S. will respond, adding the White House wants to avoid a broader war in the Middle East. ABC's Martha Raddatz reports a strike inside Iran is less likely than a strike in other regional countries where militants are operating. operating.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. Overnight, the House and Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to advance articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans say he has mishandled the border. Democrats say the charges are baseless. The head of major social media platforms, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg and Snap's Evan Spiegel, will be testifying before senators who want the CEOs to support a bill that would require harmful material be blocked from children's accounts. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers want to help the news industry. The Wisconsin Civic Information Consortium would create a newspaper tax credit and a local journalism fellowship program. Smaller advertising budgets and several layoffs have hurt the news business in Wisconsin. A new study finds black youth encounter at least five racist posts on social media every day. Dr. Raquel Martin is a clinical psychologist. She says apps that cater to teenagers should do more to block that kind of content.
I am not naive enough to think that individuals in the social media realm aren't aware of this. They're very much aware of it, but I also don't think they very much care. And a lot of the times the things they care about are losing money.
The study says black teens exposed to racist posts internalize the content as threats, leading to stress and suicidal thoughts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Marquette makes it five in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost five in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So had a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, boys action, Prentice topping Shawamigan 71-61. You heard that one here. We'll have it archived for you later. Drummond beat the Mellon boys last night 68-55. Mercer, they beat Butternut 64-45. Wintertop, Cornell 94-38. The Phillips boys got a 65-52 win over Athens last night. The Rib Lake boys beat Abbotsford 72-53. The Butternut girls get a win over Mercer 47-38 for a conference victory last night. And the Prentice girls, they topped Northland Lutheran last night 71-51. Bonnie's Diner in Phillips, they are your hometown diner, serving American cuisine, breakfast, and lunch. Oh, folks recommend Bonnie's Diner because they serve great food. They have very pleasant servers, and the place is always neat and clean there, too. It's your traditional little cafe, and they support their community, too, and they are a proud Logger United sponsor. Bonnie's Diner on Lake Avenue, downtown Phillips.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska.
Oscar, California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
We'll have a couple of chances for you to play the snowball throwball showdown coming up during Reality Radio here at 98Q. Here's Cole Swindell.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me in Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen.
Waste away the day.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
It's called We Ride from Brian Martin at 98Q. Bryce County Highway has let us know that they have an emergency spring weight limitation going into effect that'll begin Friday at 12:01 p.m. This is expected to be a temporary restriction that they will be reassessing daily. So due to the weather conditions and such. So if that is something that affects you, there's a whole more information on that. But if weight restrictions on highways are something that affect you, your job, or whatever, be sure you're aware of that and all the details of it. It'll begin Friday, February 2nd, starting at 12:01 p.m. This is expected to be a temporary restriction that they will be reassessing daily. We've got Reality Radio coming up after 8. Lots of local stuff coming up in the next few weeks that we'll tell you about. So stay tuned. We'll share some of that, give you a couple chances to win $25 gift certificates with our Snowball Throwdown Showdown Mowdown. We've already had several winners, Gary Hall, we had Tracy Kilty, we had Connie, we had Larry, already take home $25 gift certificates. You could win $25 gift certificate to one of our 17 participating sponsors from restaurants and businesses from all around the Northwoods. All you have to do is just keep an ear to the radio and give us a call when we tell you to. And pretty simple. We're going to try to brighten up your month of February, which begins tomorrow with our Snowball Throwdown Showdown Mowdown.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an Ag Focus conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from multiple conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit agcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
Gravel, feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time. 98Q Country.
Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore.
where it